Oil's unique value has led many people to assume that countries fight to obtain it. But do countries actually fight wars to acquire oil resources? We assume that we know the answer to this question. Yes. However, this book will demonstrate that the conventional wisdom is, at best, a dramatic exaggeration and, at worst, a complete fiction. This book dissects classic oil wars using a three-step approach. First, I examine the intellectual history of the oil wars myth to explain why we are so eager to believe that states fight to control petroleum resources. Second, I interrogate classic oil wars theoretically, showing that the causal logic underpinning these claims does not hold up to critical scrutiny. Third, I assess these conflicts empirically to determine whether, in the words of energy scholar David Victor, classic resource wars are good material for Hollywood screenwriters. They rarely occur in the real world. My analysis closely examines many of the historical conflicts that are commonly identified as classic oil wars: World War II, the Iran-Iraq War, the Chaco War, the Falklands War, and Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, and presents a broader assessment of over 600 militarized interstate disputes, or MIDs, from 1912 to 2010, to determine whether oil ambitions contributed to leaders' decisions for international aggression. Since belief in classic oil wars rests on petroleum's value, Chapter 1 begins by tracing oil's development from a largely invisible, worthless material into a vital natural resource. The chapter introduces the idea of the oil wars myth, a powerful story we tell ourselves about countries' willingness to fight over petroleum resources. Chapter 2 explains why we believe in classic oil wars. It argues that the credibility of the oil wars myth arises from its connection to two other hegemonic narratives about the causes of violent conflict: Mad Max and El Dorado. Chapter 3 challenges a key assumption underpinning classic oil war claims. It argues that although oil war believers correctly observe that petroleum is extremely valuable, they err in jumping to the conclusion that fighting for oil pays. The book's remaining chapters conduct deeper dives into the historical conflicts that are most commonly identified as classic oil wars. Collectively, my findings challenge the oil wars myth by revealing that states are extremely reluctant to fight for petroleum resources. The conclusion builds on these findings to discuss the book's implications for other types of oil-related contention and U.S. foreign policy, and the dangers of allowing myths to drive our analyses and decision-making.